Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A victory Monday here at Gillette. It's Christian Arkin. It's Andy Hart. It's WEEI Afternoons. We are live here from Foxborough on a Patriots Monday. A victory Monday, one of the few that we've had so far this season, as we are now just about at the halfway point. 8.5 weeks, basically. That's it. 17 games now. And here we are, the Patriots with two wins to their name, the Jets with the same amount. A game that I think gives someone like Gerard Mayo a dose of redemption. Someone like Alex Van Pelt, I think, can feel a little bit like they can breathe a little bit easier going into this next week. And I do think also that there's something to be said for the way that this whole thing was handled by people from the outside. Teddy Bruschi, Bill Belichick, Mike Lombardi. Lots of people had J.J. Watt, who apologized. Lots of people had comments on Gerard Mayo calling the team soft and how you can never do that and what have you accomplished. You're a first-year head coach. You don't have the standing to call anybody soft. Blah, 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 blah. We heard everything. We heard every little
Richard
bit
Sherman's
it.
May have been the most biting.
Richard Sherman was another one. Thank you. Yes, on Thursday Night Football, went on and on and on about how Gerard Mayo
co-worker
has no business doing it. Yes, my dear friend Richard Sherman through Amazon Prime. You know, we were both on camera there, so basically same level. I think that this was, in particular, in the face of all of that, this win was big for Gerard Mayo because now he can say, hey, you know, you guys may think you know my locker room, but it's my locker room, and I know what to say to motivate these guys, and I got them out there. They were ready to play. They were ready to play. No penalties. I mean, well, not no penalties, but very little penalties. No turnovers. I thought it was the most disciplined game they've played so far this year by far, and they went up against a team who was admittedly in a lot of turmoil and, as you said, a willing victim, and all of those things are true, but they're still a much more talented team. They were given the ball with a chance to take the lead. They did. They marched down the field, hit a big play, kicked the field goal, and did what they had to do. They did their job, and they did it, I think, in part because Gerard Mayo called them soft last week. I think that played into it, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe it played into it. Now, I think it ended up working out perfectly for him. The resiliency, the way you won, like having to come down to the wire. What was the thing I saw since 2017? This was the first. They trailed with 4 minutes to go, something, something. It was a good comeback.
Didn't Mac have a game-winning drive against the Bills last year?
I don't know what all the numbers were. It was Mike Reese, so I believe him.
Okay.
It was since 2017, so this was sort of a unique. And for the Jets, it was the opposite. This was the first game in football history where a team didn't turn the ball over, held an opponent to less than 250 yards, and lost. It was like 750-1.
Okay.
This was a remarkable loss for the Jets. But let's take the positive
side
of that.
It was a remarkable loss for the Jets.
Absolutely remarkable.
I agree.
But I think this is good for Gerard Mayo, even if it's just a breather.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be ugly as all hell.
He needed a breather.
I agree. Yeah. You know, I kind of started to hear rumblings that behind the scenes he was kind of losing a little energy, maybe not quite as talkative. Like, it was wearing on him, which, not a surprise. Human being, not sure. A robot. It's going to. It was going miserably. And as you just enumerated, a lot of respected fraternity members in the world of football.
Devin McCourty was his teammate.
Right.
Yeah.
Were taking shots at him.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't intend him to be shots, they were piling on. He was feeling
sure.
It, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So even if this is just like, you know, the sun's a little brighter and the, I don't know, the air's a little crisper kind of moment. And Alex Van Pelt, too. He's been feeling the pressure. He's been hearing the noise.
Definitely.
He's been getting odd questions from the afternoon show.
Well,
I mean, the
that's
midday show.
That's going to happen no matter what. So, you know, you got to just deal with that.
Is this something? I can't tell you this is going to snowball for the positive. I can't tell you this was the day that Gerard Mayo took over truly as the head coach of the New England Patriots. And, like, from here on out, we'll never question anything he says. And, like, he'll be given the benefit of the... Nope, I can't tell you any of that. But for that one game, and I think it was more important for him than the team.
Yes.
Like, for him than the victory, for him than the whatever. It was, like, this was a key Gerard Mayo win to, at the very least, just sort of... keep things at bay for just the, like, the Wolves had been circling the Coyotes. Yeah, I don't know if you have Coyotes with your acorn.
I saw
field.
A coyote. I was driving by Legacy Place, and I saw a coyote.
That's not good.
Right outside of Hooters. It was right next to Hooters. And I
even
was like,
Coyotes love Hooters.
I was like, is that a dog? What is that? My wife, she goes, that's a coyote. And it was walking, wow. It's because it's right next to the Providence Highway. So it was, there were some trees and little bushes and stuff. And this coyote was just walking right over there. And I don't know, maybe they throw out the wings or something, and the coyote knows you can get a meal there, something like that. But he was rocking, he was going right to Hooters.
But sometimes behind my house, it sounds like there might be 1,000 coyotes howling, going off. And I think that's what, like, Gerard Mayo was like a little dog in the neighborhood, and all those coyotes were howling.
Gerard Mayo was Hooters.
Yes.
And the coyotes were the coyotes.
And now the coyotes have dispersed. Somebody lit a fire, and they dispersed, and they're kind of gone for a little while. They might come back. They might be back in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't make any long-term promises, but for the here and now, and that's all you can worry about, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Drake May. Like, the first couple games we took
– yeah.
They were losses. They weren't wins. The first game, he had turnovers, and he had some rookies. But it felt good. It felt necessary. It felt positive. This feels good and necessary and positive in the, if you're still having an optimistic view of the evolution. Like, Gerard Mayo's the coach and Drake Mayo the quarterback. If you still believe all that, this was a positive step in that direction.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think even a game like the Seattle game, they lost that game by one score. Seattle's a legitimate team right now. You know, they're a good team there in that NFC West. And you were in that game. You were in that game to the end. You lost. You came up short, and no one likes to lose. But as Patriots fans, I think we looked at that, and we're okay with it. You know, it was like, well, there were some good things to take away from it. Clock management needs to be better. Brissette needs to be better. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever needs to be better. Fine. We all know that. But we were okay with it. It's when you're getting smoked by the Jaguars, or when you're just completely non-competitive against the Houston Texans, those two Drake May games, where May actually played well, but you're getting just crushed. And that's not good for the coach. Even in a season where, as we've talked about, all that really matters is developing the quarterback, who appears to be, the injury notwithstanding, developing pretty well. You know, like, he was adding another element to his game yesterday in that first quarter with all the rushes and the touchdown and everything. Like, this seems like a train that's on the right track. Hopefully this injury is not too serious. But that's also, mix in a couple of wins and a couple of moral victories here at the last 10 games of the season, 8 games, whatever it is, and you've got yourself something to look forward to, some momentum in the next year.
And I also think sometimes convenient narratives become true later.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that every player on that roster was like, we're going to go out and we're going to win one for Coach Mayo because all these jackasses in the media have been saying dumb stuff, and even Bill went after him, and you see McCourty, he can't even count on ex-teammates to have his back. But now they get the win, and like Keon White and others were like, yeah, we were challenged as men, and we had to stand up, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like it could almost be packaged moving forward more so than the reality of the moment, but it doesn't matter. It's how we remember it, and in some ways, perception is reality. Last week, perception was he was a clown coach who said a dumb thing and was going to lose his team. This week, the perception is he's a coach that knew his team better than we did. He pushed the right buttons. They fought for him. He got a hard-fought win, and now they're going in the right direction. I don't know if there was truth to either, but perception can be reality.
Perception can.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely be reality, and I also think these guys are going to prefer to be looked at the other way. You know, like, we went out there to win one for coach or whatever it is.
Yeah, they want to be
that
aligned.
That makes them look better, yeah.
Right, they want to be. Keon White and Devon Godshaw don't want to be, like, rabble-rousers and guys that question each other and authority. They want to be part of a unit that's building something.
And they want credit for the win, not the Jets lost. Like, we beat them. We went out there and did it, and we did it because we were playing for the car, whatever it is. Even if you don't agree with it, and maybe I don't 100% agree with that either, because, my God, the Jets used three timeouts in the first quarter.
Did
the
I
Jets
just
were
tell
a
you?
Disaster.
It's the first time in 750 games that a scenario played out and the team lost.
I know.
So the Jets kind of screwed the pooch a little bit, but you're right. It doesn't matter if they feel like they were part of. And I do think the way the game plays out, you fight to the finish, like, you kind of have to, and you let them, you kind of let them crap on themselves instead of you crapping on yourself, right? They just throw in the middle of the field and the time runs out.
Yeah.
That happened.
Like Brissett against the Dolphins.
Yeah, it was Brissett against the Dolphins.
100%.
So it almost, you're at such a point where it almost doesn't matter if you didn't win it.
Mm-hmm.
You won it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let the other team be worse. That's okay to let the – that's the old Belichick thing. Don't lose it. They lost it.
Right.
Okay, still counts as a win. Still goes down in a win, and it still feels like a win. And it's still – this is their first Victory Monday, right? Because we were in here after the Bengals. I think they worked. I don't think they had Monday after the Bengals off.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so. You're right.
So I think this is their first taste of Victory Monday. It's Jonathan Jones's. We didn't know this when we talked to him. That's why we didn't ask him about it.
Right.
But Patriots just released the locker room video. Jonathan Jones taking over the duties.
Yeah.
He had never done that before because, well, they'd only done it once this year. So, like, there's little things.
He also has to pay for all the milkshakes at Red Robin's, which is what they do on Victory Mondays, right?
Oh, really?
He goes over there for some hamburgers. I don't know. would be what I'd want to do on a Victory
53
Monday.
53 milkshakes?
Yeah. So I'll go over
don't
there.
They have all you can drink, too?
Burgers. They have all you can drink milkshakes?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
They're a little slow on the refills, and that wears on you.
Okay.
Because they don't want you to take advantage.
I don't know how many milkshakes I could drink in one sitting. How many milkshakes did you drink in one sitting?
What's my plan?
To set a milkshake record.
Not a lot, probably.
My milkshake record.
Four?
I think I could probably get to like 2.5. I don't know if I can go more than that.
And I'm going to feel bad and probably have diarrhea and issues afterwards.
Oh, definitely. I might have it in the middle of the contest.
Yeah. Well, that was my other question. Do I get to like take bathroom breaks or
no,
do whatever
you gotta
I need
sit
to
there,
do?
You got
to
sit there until you're done with the milkshakes. 617-779-7937. Joe's in Randolph. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah, well, I just want to mention, I don't think Mayo really has control of the locker room. I don't think he pushed the right buttons because he stood up, he called the team soft, and then he had to walk it back and swallow his words. And so if you're blowing hot and cold from day to day, you really aren't in charge and you don't have control. And I don't think that the team stepped up because of Coach Mayo. I think they stepped up because they're just sick and tired of losing and playing lousy football.
Okay, well, why did they wait until week 8 to be tired of playing lousy football and losing? That seems a little convenient, doesn't it? He calls them out and challenges them, and they rise to the challenge. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, well, he called them out, and then he swallowed his words and had to walk them back. He didn't call anybody out.
Well,
he
both apologized. Are calling out. Wait, but both
saying
are calling
played,
out.
Thanks for the call. Saying you played soft is calling them out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just keeping it to one game as opposed to a more general description. But either way, he's calling out poor play in
and
a bad
also,
characteristic.
Once it's out there, you can walk it back if you want to. It's out there.
Yeah,
you know, it's out there, and everybody knew it, and everybody reacted to it, and the players in the inside, you can come back and say, no, he actually just played soft. Every single one of those guys are like, man, coach called it soft. You know, like, that's what he said. That was the initial gut reaction, and that's usually the most honest one.
On a team where everybody has been quite comfortable letting everybody know their emotions about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Contracts, catches, targets, how the defense is. They've been honest about everything.
Keon White, penalties. I'm just going to keep doing them. Yeah, right.
Did anybody say anything that indicated they hated their coach or they were pissed at their coach?
I didn't hear anything about that.
I didn't either. So I'm going to take that to assume, given how open they've been with absolutely everything from start to finish this year, that they took it in a either didn't care, which is one example. I told you Dietrich Wise claimed he never heard it, which I still don't think it's ideal if he actually never heard
it. Yeah, I forgot about that. That one wasn't good.
That wasn't great. But I didn't hear anybody like, we're men. Like, remember, it's a long time ago, but the whole Adalys Thomas, I'm a man. I'm not a kindergartner.
Right.
Come to me.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anybody say, don't question me. I'm a professional. Maybe I didn't play. Like, there was no pushback at all.
Yeah.
So I think it landed.
Jalen Polk had more pushback on the mental
thing,
right?
Like, yes.
Pushback on that. No one did that with the
So I think
thing,
this landed as well as you'd want it to, or kind of how you want. I don't think it was a negative thing for Gerard Mayo. That call, I didn't care for that call.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the guy's opinion.
You just hate Gerard Mayo.
He's
that's
allowed
fine
to have it if he wants to.
Yeah,
he might
you
not
just
like it, but, you know.
But our coaches,
the results are what they are.
Are coaches not allowed to improve, learn on the job?
I think not only are they allowed to improve and learn on the job, they're allowed, even if they don't have a big track record, to call out their players.
Sure.
Bill Parcells called Terry Glenn a woman. I mean, like, what, suddenly we can't do that here?
Right.
Oh, that's the third rail? Like, what are we talking about? He called them soft. They played soft. It's okay. Like, that's, you know, these are adults. They're football players. They've probably been called worse by coaches at some point in their life than Gerard Mayo calling them soft after a terrible loss to the Jaguars.
Right.
They deserve to be called that, and they responded to it.
And I'm going to keep going back to, he meant it in a very technical way.
Right.
Run the ball, can't stop the run, can't cover kicks. That's what soft football teams do. You're not physical. You're not playing the game a certain way. We want to play the game that way. I'm guessing that's because he always talks about there, I forgot what he calls them, markers or goals or whatever, going into games. I'm guessing running the ball for a certain amount, stopping the run in a certain way, not giving up explosive plays in the kicking game. And when you don't check those, when I give you like four things to do and you don't do any of them, I'm not real happy, right? Like,
probably not.
As a coach. And it doesn't matter whether I say it perfectly or what. Bill said a lot of stupid stuff in Cleveland, if you go back to his Cleveland days when he was a first-time head coach. A lot of stupid stuff. There's legends about him talking about his team running the ball and not being able to do it the length of one of his body parts. So, like, don't tell me.
Which one, Andy?
The one you're thinking of.
Okay.
So, like, don't tell me you can't say dumb things as a young coach and learn from it and walk things back. Because he probably would have had to walk that back if it was more modern. Back then, you might be got away with it because it was the late 80s and whatever.
Yeah, it was the Bernie Kosar days, anything.
Right, it was a different time.
Yeah, whatever you want.
617-779-7937.
That's the phone number. If you'd like to chime in, we're going to take a quick break. Stiz is going to get you caught up on what's trending. And we'll talk about not just Drake May and the hit that he took and how that may affect the immediate future here for the Patriots going up against Tennessee. But we'll take a look around the NFL. A very interesting week here in the National Football League with some upsets and some wild finishes here. We'll get to all that right after Stiz get you caught up.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.